Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice to be here. This is Cat Howe.
Monday.
What do you got going on?
I think I'm sick again.
From last night to today.
From Saturday, Sunday, being around people. People make me sick. That sounds wrong.
So what do you got happening? You got good things happening?
I have news. You want some news?
Yeah, I'd like some news. How good is your news?
I don't know. You tell me whenever I'm done.
Give it to me.
All right, so Gwen Stefani and Eve are reuniting for Gwen Stefani's This Is What the Truth Feels Like tour. You know, her number one album, the one that she sings about Gavin and Blake and all the men in her life because she's the emotional Taylor Swift. So, but as you know, her and Eve teamed up back in 2001 for Let Me Blow Your Mind, and then again in 2004 for Rich Girl, and now they're going on tour together. That starts July 12th in Mansfield, Massachusetts, and ends October 15th at the Forum in Inglewood.
Who's Eve? Which one?
The black rapper has the paw prints on her boobs. She was like big in that whole 90s, 2000 era. If I showed you, you'd know.
Okay, all right.
But she's also one of those singer turned actresses type things. She's in Barbershop. She's in all the Barbershop movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, so that's the tour. Sorry, this summer. Yay. Cheryl Burke is apologizing for a statement she made in regards to talking about how Ian Ziering is the worst person to work with for Dancing with the Stars, and how the fact that you have to pronounce his name Ian and not Ian makes her want to throw up. And the whole entire time, she was just annoyed and would cry to executives about just eliminating them because she did not want to be around him. And they were like, we have no control of eliminating people. The fans have control of eliminating people. And each week she got closer and closer to the finale. And then she said, you know, I wanted to slip my wrist. And that is what she's apologizing for. The fact that she said, I wanted to slip my wrist because she knows so many friends and family members that are depressed. And I'm like, how many people do you know? Like, you have so many friends and family members that suffer from depression and suicidal thoughts. That's not good. You need to change the people you hang out with. Because that negative energy is just not good for you. It's not.
It's funny.
Like, being around people makes me sick, literally. So I try to make myself not around as much people. You know?
That's funny. All right. Yeah, how many people do you know? How many people are you talking about? All my friends all try to kill themselves and slit their wrists. All right, give it to me.
Axl Rose is confirming that he will be joining AC/DC in the remaining of their tour, taking place of Brian Johnson, who is going deaf. So, yay.
Yay!
Agnes Young surprised everybody at Coachella, performing with GNR, played some songs from AC/DC.
I thought it sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
I played you a clip last night.
You know, that Coachella, it's like, I want to go to Coachella. Always wanted to go to Coachella. Never been to Coachella. And every year that I see pictures of Coachella, I'm like, oh my God, that place looks so cool.
Well, you know, you would just, I know we've talked about it before, you would just have to get more details on it about how do you get there? Where do you stay in a hotel? Just all the details. And then we could do something. It just always seems to be like old school festivals back when I was a youngster. They did Woodstock 2. was a big deal. They did Woodstock 2. It was, you know, back in where Woodstock was. And it was like a 2-day thing. And the hotels there wasn't a lot of hotels, so you could get campgrounds and stay outside. And I'm just like, oh man, I don't want to. No, I want to stay in like Hilton. You know, I just want things to be easy. I like go drive to, Staples Center, the Coliseum, but you'd have to get more details and maybe we'll revise that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's again this weekend too. I don't know. 100%. All right. So Amber Heard pleads guilty to falsifying the travel documents of her two Yorkies. That they illegally smuggled her and her husband Johnny Depp illegally smuggled into Australia while he was filming. I believe it was Pirates of the Caribbean 15 that he was filming.
Yeah.
And the prosecutors dropped the case so she wouldn't get any jail time. So she has 1 month good behavior bond. And the apology says declare everything when you enter Australia.
Just bizarre. It's such a weird, and they did like that. That's weird. That video was just weird.
He's weird. She's weird. They're weird together and making weird videos together. So
Australia's weird. F Australia.
Don't bring your dogs illegally into Australia. They will try and kill them.
Oh, man. Okay.
So Rosie O'Dawson was arrested over the weekend for crossing police lines while protesting at Capitol Hill, saying that big banks control the money in politics and that that voting and the politics should be free and fair to American voters. And she was not charged but fined $50. Stop it. Stop it. No, I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you or your brother, so stop it. She was fined $50, not charged, and I think in her way of saying it intelligently was that Dreamers and Black Lives Matter people take advantage of police officers because they are not bad people. That they were working with us, but still, you got arrested, weirdo.
You know, I noticed this political season.
Oh, it's just insane.
Well, it's like you've gotten more of the celebrity yo-yos getting out, being, I don't know, activists. It's like, I don't know.
I think it's feel bad that they like pollute the environment.
I think it's They feel bad that they are part of such a
phenomenal
elitist job of excess.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, you've got these actors talking about pay inequality.
Yeah.
But the pay inequality, Jennifer Lawrence only got, $8 million for that movie, and her male counterpart got $14 million. There is a pay inequity gap. So, and you've got women that are out there going, I make $16,000 a year, mm-hmm. You a-hole. I make $20,000 a year. I have to pay $5,000 for child care. I have to do all these things. Sometimes I even have to give my boss fellatio. And you're bitching because you made $4 million less than George Clooney and you spend 4 months on a movie set, mm-hmm. having food catered to you, all these things. So, yeah, I think these celebrities are feeling guilty because their lives are just so over the top, awesome. So they're out there going, big money. I mean, it's just silly when you hear someone like Rosario Dawson. I get it, they're Bernie Sanders fans. But if you think Bernie Sanders doesn't have big money supporting him, he might not have banks, but he's got rich people like Rosario Dawson and Sarah Silverman. Mm-hmm. They have all these people that are out there. And when you have somebody like Sarah Silverman doing something to support you, she's rallying people to support you, and she's able to do that because she makes millions of dollars a year. So please don't tell me that BS.
Now, speaking of Bernie and Coachella, Bernie introduced, I don't remember which band, but he introduced some band at Coachella.
Yeah, but I wasn't it on a television screen? Like,
oh, I don't know.
It was something like, I don't know if it was the hologram, but it was something that, like, he wasn't there. Like, he didn't walk out at stage with Axl.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Make sure you vote for me this November.
Half those people, I would say more than half those people, 85% of those people at Coachella ain't voting. Those kids aren't voting.
But yet, you know, they all have Bernie stickers on their cards.
They ain't burning. They ain't voting.
They don't feel the burn.
No, let's put it this way. Again, if all of these people were voting, Bernie Sanders would actually be winning now. But he's not. Yeah. Look at the popular vote. That's what you got to look at. And he's not winning with the popular vote.
You know what else is popular? The sports. Are you ready for sports news?
I love sports.
So Brian Hoyer is set to be released by the Texans since they signed their deal with Brock Osweiler and Brandon Whedon.
I wonder if
30 years old, 40 teams and seven seasons. So goodbye. Just leave. Go pair up with Johnny Manziel and be some dynamic duo or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? I wonder if that kind of throws, because Hoyer's not bad, but he's not exactly great. And I wonder if that kind of throws L.A. Rams' thing, because they could get him, and he's better than the kid they got now. But I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, if they want to make a statement in the state of California, you don't just get some old dude that is decent.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Kate.
All
right,
so Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Could, and Von Miller, too. They could, Dancing with the Stars could affect their offseason schedule because, you know, all these different camps are starting to happen. Like the Steelers, Antonio Brown with the Steelers. The Steelers are going, starting today with their two-week program. And they're in phase one, which is just basic, strength. Are you still strong enough? Are you healthy? Are you still in the mental state you were last year in the previous seasons? Which is okay that he misses it. But May 9th through 20th, they will be doing all their drills. And the off-season activities are voluntary, so if they want to, they can. If not, but I think Antonio Brown is going to do just fine, and he'll be ready for preseason.
All right.
Same with Von Miller.
All right. That sounds good, right?
Yeah.
All right. Excited.
Steph Curry is questionable for tonight's game two against the Houston Rockets after rolling his ankle during game one in the second quarter. Stephen Kerr, the coach, says, it all depends on how he is tonight doing the shoot around. But he did miss last year's, two, three games of the playoffs last year, and they did fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're going to – I think it's going to be them and against Cleveland in the championship.
Okay.
That's what I think, but who am I?
I think everybody thinks that.
Yeah, I mean, people are like, oh, look, Cleveland had a tough time with Detroit. But, they won.
They won.
You know, it's like tough time or no tough time. I don't care if you win 10 football games by a field goal. A win is a win.
It all depends on what that buzzer says at 0-0-0-0.
Yeah.
Or what the scoreboard says at 0-0-0.
Yeah.
All right, so Roberto Kelly, the third baseman coach for the San Francisco Giants, left the game after getting hit in the head with the ball. That's like his second time in 4 years it's happened. Back in 2012, he got hit in the head, sent to the hospital, and had a concussion from getting hit in the head by a batted ball.
So they got it. That's why they should be. They should do what little leaguers and high school players do, and you wear a helmet when you're coaching. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
High school, when little league, you wear a helmet.
Yeah.
They should wear a helmet, but they don't want to because they're Major League Baseball players. They want to look cool.
But it's not even baseball. It's a coach.
Yeah.
It's a third baseman.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're Major League Baseball players.
Oh, I get what
you mean. I mean, he's still a major. He's a coach, but he's a Major League player. He's a major leaguer. It's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm a major leaguer. You don't do that as a major leaguer. Well, you get hit in the head with a ball, dummy.
Yeah.
Now you're a major league dummy. So, all
right. Final story.
Uh-oh.
Dana White has confirmed that Ronda Rousey will be back.
F him.
That she will be fighting, having a bout against whoever has the belt in the November 12th area in Madison Square Garden. It's like a year after she lost her belt. So it had to take her a year to decide that she doesn't want to have babies, doesn't want to get married. She knows how to eat an apple now. Good for you. You know how to eat. That's good.
It's going to be that's going to be big for New York because they finally got the sanctions lifted to do shows in New York. That was the one state that had UFC banned.
I never even knew that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I did not know that.
And now you'll see them in New York a lot more than, like right now, they're in Vegas all the time.
Yeah.
But you'll see them in New York. You'll start seeing less in Vegas and more in New York because, I mean, having UFC in Madison Square Garden, having UFC in
the greats have fun. Like
it's New York City. It's Madison Square Garden. It's huge. Yeah, and other venues. You know, the newer stadium. You know, get some type of supercard going, and you have it at Yankee Stadium outside. I mean, there's so many possibilities. Yeah. New York is so big, and the amount of what you would draw, because it's always been banned there, they could make a lot of money in New York.
Yeah.
Draw from, Jersey, draw from Pennsylvania, draw from the whole East Coast. People that would go, man, I'd love to go see UFC, but I can't because, I don't want to drive to Vegas. I don't want to fly to Vegas. So big action.
My name's Katie.
All right, I'm
That's Rob.
I'm Roberto. Right?
This is the Rob Zaccheri show.
I'm Roberto. Roberto Zaccheri.
I almost flubbed because you love your.
Yeah, I'm part Spanish.
Oh my God, no, he's not. He's now insulting his Italian heritage.
All right.
That's it. The man that only knows cómo estás.
Como estás? And the guy that I said it to didn't even, he didn't say maybe bien, gracias. He just went,
He said good. RobZaccheriShow.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Au revoir.
Orfiswa.